Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
More mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
So that wind outside is pretty nasty. Just wanted to give people a heads up in case they're about to come out from a night shift or about to head out for an early morning shift. There's a lot of snow drifts outside.
It's brisk.
Yeah, the drifts are probably what you want to watch out for the most. There is a lot on my street. There is a lot on Broadway as well. So, yeah, I mean, if you have winter tires, you're pretty solid. If you have a tall vehicle, you're pretty solid, honestly, for the most part. But, you know, that's just in Yorkton. There might be some other parts, maybe some highways that are a little bit worse for wear. So we want to see if you've just come off of the highway. Let us know what the conditions were so everybody else can know.
Yeah, of course, if you're heading out on the road on the highway somewhere, check the highway hotlines.
Yes.
Make sure you know what conditions are before you head out, but just maybe give yourself a few extra minutes as well.
Absolutely. So if you want to give us an update on some conditions on the roads, give us a shout at 306-783-3699.
2024 is a leap year. Eddie Q is already complaining about having to work an extra day in February.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Apparently, according to a poll through ICBC in British Columbia, obviously, about 50%, close to half of British Columbians surveyed said they don't feel confident driving through a roundabout.
Really?
Yeah. About half of them feel confident that they know the right way to drive. And then it's even worse. About 30% of people in the survey feel confident driving through a two-lane roundabout, which means the majority can't, or at least don't feel confident to.
You know, the only thing that, I'll be honest, that gets me in the roundabout, do you signal at all?
So here's the rules. So you yield before you go in to pedestrians and cars.
Of
when
course.
You're in the intersection, you yield for pedestrians, and you only signal when you're exiting.
Okay.
You signal right. You hit the right signal to let drivers know that's the exit you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't hit that signal until until the exit is your exit.
Okay, so I do it right then.
Yeah. See, I used to be dumb. I didn't know much about roundabouts when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And I would just like signal left throughout the entire roundabout until I hit my exit. And that was how I thought it worked.
Huh.
And then I seen other people who would just completely yield inside the roundabout to other cars. And so there's a few different rules. The two-lane ones can be difficult, but you have to know. The thing is, you have to know ahead of time. You know, you got to know if you're going to use the inside lane or the outside lane. And it can be confusing, sure. But I was shocked when I saw that only half of people surveyed feel confident driving through a roundabout.
Yeah.
And that's in BC, where there's probably a little bit more roundabouts than around here.
I would guess so.
But there's a few in Yorkton, and they're okay. They're just very tiny. Mm-hmm. It can be very difficult when it snows because it's just so small to navigate through, but otherwise, it's the same laws apply, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So if you're one of the 50% that don't feel confident, congratulations, you learned something. Yield when you're going out to pedestrians, signal right when you're exiting. A driving lesson from Eddie and Reader.
Eddie used to live in Whitehorse. Reader once rode a Whitehorse.
This team was meant to be.
Fox FM.
It's official. The Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey 2 trailer is out. I decided to take a watch, and looks very creepy. I still haven't seen the first one.
No, neither have I.
This one has Tigger in it, right?
Because he just became public domain, so they could add Tigger to the mix.
Yeah. So I believe the person who made this is actually from Toronto. So it's pretty cool to get a little bit of representation. But here's the description. It says, Winnie the Pooh, Piglet, Owl, and Tigger find their homes and lives endangered as Christopher Robin revealed their existence. And so they decide to start attacking everybody. And that trailer is pretty nasty.
A little intense.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen a good, like, slasher movie. I think the last one I watched was, I think, Halloween 2 that came out, like, 2 years ago.
Okay.
But I should probably get into this again because it sounds interesting. You know, public domain Winnie the Pooh.
You can kind of do whatever you want with it.
Yeah. So
better or worse.
Well, I was going to say they got to do it with the Mickey Mouse one, but they already are making a Mickey Mouse horror film as well.
Steamboat Willie era Mickey.
Yeah. All the Disney characters coming to life in the slasher films.
Reader says Scrabble is the greatest game ever.
Disagree? They'll tell you why you're WRONG.
Boom.
Just wanted to let you know that the Swan Valley Stampeders are partnering with the Campbell family to increase awareness for childhood cancer and raise funds for cancer research with a special game night tomorrow.
That's right. The squad will be wearing purple Amara's Amigos jerseys. They'll be honoring the memories of both Amara Campbell and her brother Joel through the sport that they both loved.
Yes. Yeah. So stop on tomorrow at the Centennial Arena as the Stampeders play the Freeze at 7 p.m. And come out and support Amara's Amigos. Help raise funds for the Profile program. It's through the Cancer Care Manitoba Foundation so that other children living with cancer can get the treatments that they receive or that they need.
Yeah, so come out and enjoy some hockey and honor the Campbell family and help aid in the fight against cancer.
I'll be there tomorrow, so make sure to stop by as well and show your support.
When Eddie Q misses his alarm, his backup alarm never fails.
A phone call from Reader. Hey, where the heck are you?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Fox FM, and we have a couple of special guests. We have Dustin Breers with Credence Construction and Ross Fisher with the Health Foundation. And you guys are hosting your annual Ice Fishing for Charity event.
Yeah, we're excited to host the third annual Ice Fishing for Charity event, February 17th out of the Theodore Dam. And again, as previous years, all proceeds are going to the Health Foundation.
Now, when it comes to the holes, what can you tell us about all of that?
Yeah, for sure. So you can come out and purchase one hole. You can purchase two holes. If there's more people, you can purchase more holes. Obviously, there's some legalities around that. But one advantage is it's Saskatchewan Free Fishing Weekend. So folks can come out, whether they're an experienced angler or not. We're prepared to start drilling holes for people. And as long as they bring a fishing rod and some tackle, we'll make sure they have a great day.
So what can people expect when it comes to the prizes?
Well, we've got a great list of sponsors so far, but we're obviously always open to raffle prizes. What happens is we have local businesses that give us raffle prizes, and then the day of the event we sell tickets and promote their brand, and normally that's a pretty big money maker for the Health Foundation on the day, and it's also adds to the event because people can go home with an armful of goodies.
The other thing is you guys are growing even more in popularity every single year.
Yeah, you know, we're regularly getting about 120 anglers out on the ice, and we build a warm-up shelter, we put all the prizes in, we sell hot dogs and pop and coffee. And like I say, previous years, kids come out and toboggan. We were on the ice yesterday, and there's not much snow out there, so I don't know if that'll be happening, but kids are welcome. I mean, we have prizes specifically for children, so it's a family event.
So when it comes to registration, should people go in advance or can they do it the day of?
Either or. Pre-registration can happen at credencegroup.ca/register or the day of. Just show up. We'll get you set up to go fishing. We're pretty flexible in that regard.
It's also been a great collab with the Health Foundation, Ross.
Oh, it's terrific. I mean, we really appreciate it. I mean, it engages the community in a different way than we ever have before, and we appreciate that. It helps us raise money for specific things in the hospital. Dustin has and Credence have always wanted to target what we do, and that's a good thing because then we can talk about specific programs. Like this year, it's the funds are going towards the chemotherapy program. We're buying those power recliners. We expect to buy the power recliners coming out of this event. We're partnering with the Onbreak Close Cuts for Cancer. Because the recliners will cost a little over $20,000, and we want to make sure that we have enough money to do that, and that'll be part of a general upgrade that we're doing with the chemotherapy, the cancer care program at the hospital. So that's a terrific thing, and I've enjoyed it every year. I mean, it's been fun. It's been really well organized. Dustin's made sure that they do it on free fishing weekends, so people who aren't normally anglers can come out and enjoy the day and help us raise a little money and have some fun.
I think we all know somebody who's been affected by cancer, so having something like this to help everybody, I think would be a fantastic thing to have.
Yeah, and I mean, these particular chairs, to be able to offer this treatment in Yorkton is so powerful, because like you said, everyone's been touched by cancer in some way, and preventing travel down the highway to the cities and be able to provide this in Yorkton is huge.
Is there anything else you guys wanted to say?
I'm really looking forward to it. I think our weather this winter is provided for good fishing days, and we're hoping that we have the same on February 17th.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to it. I think it's always a fun day. It's great to do, and people have fun. Like, there's a lot of smiles and faces when you're there, so it's a good day.
Wonderful. All right. Again, thank you guys for joining us this morning to talk all about ice fishing for charity.
If you see Fox FM's Eddie Q lying down on the ground, don't worry. He's trying to fit in an app.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
The Terriers season ticket blitz is still going on for the 2024 and 2025 season. They're trying to reach their goal of 1,000 tickets sold by the end of February, and they got 262 as of this morning. Make sure to go and support the Terriers. You can get yourself a season ticket for next year for $200, or you can get a family pass for $400. And that gives you two adults and two youths, by the way, 6 to 17. Which works out to about $3-something a ticket for the family pass and about $7-something a ticket for a single pass as well. And that's if you go to all of those games, which you should, by the way. This coming game is happening, or the next home game, sorry, is happening Saturday against Weyburn, 7 p.m. at Westland Arena. Stop by, pack the rink, grab yourself some food. Stop by the doghouse and grab yourself some brewskis as well. It's also going to be Yorkton Minor Hockey Night, so make a sign, bring a sign, and get it signed by the Terriers. It's a whole fun thing going on. So if you want a little bit more details, click on the banner at foxfmonline.ca or on the app.
In a world of hot takes, Reader's got a scorcher. French toast, vastly overrated.
How could you?
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
If you want to take somebody to a romantic restaurant, unfortunately, you don't have many options. So Eddie and Q and Reader on Fox FM, and OpenTable.ca decided to come out with a list of the top 100 romantic restaurants in Canada. I don't know what qualifies as a romantic restaurant, though.
Yeah, it's whatever's romantic to you. Don't say there are few romantic options. There are a ton. There's just a bunch that didn't make this list.
Yes, my kitchen can be considered very romantic.
No matter where you are, long as love is there.
Add a few candles, maybe some jazz music playing, a glass of Chardonnay, and I'd be swooning right now. But
what's romantic to you?
Yeah, they decided to make a list, and it's, surprise, surprise, mostly Ontario, BC, and Alberta that have their restaurants on the list. But we do got a couple of shout-outs. Look, Manitoba, you got He's High's Steakhouse
in Winnipeg.
And then in Saskatchewan, we got Hearth Restaurant in Saskatoon.
Yes, I have never been to either one. I believe my brother and his wife might have actually gone to Hearth in Saskatoon at one point, and I have yet to make a visit there. Maybe I need to become attached and take a date there sometime.
I think any place can become romantic. You can take your lovely lady or man to the fast food restaurant, grab something off of the value menu, and
zhuzh it up a little bit.
Yeah, here's a little bit of wine, which is just grape juice.
Here's some ice cream with some cinnamon hearts mixed in. Boom, it's romantic.
You know what? If I got taken, shout out to my girlfriend, maybe this can we make this happen. If we go to like a fast food restaurant for Valentine's Day, I'd be totally fine with that. You know?
Yeah.
Just get me a nice little burger and some fries. Think we're good to go.
More mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.